This is the one where we discuss wrapping ourselves in cloth and dancing around like ancient Egyptian mummies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just made a music video.
Yeah, so we just shot some footage for music video for Egyptian Jukebox.
Yeah, so we're recording this in the end of March, and the album will be out on April 16th on streaming, so we'll probably put the video out. Maybe this is after the video is out. It's probably going to be after the album comes out when we put this episode out.
Right.
So, yeah. So it's kind of cool to we'll be able to look back on it and be like, what did we think we were going to make? Because we literally just shot some footage in Jared's garage here. Yeah, and I'm sitting here with Mr. Jared Graham. How's it going, man?
Good, man. I'm doing great. I'm having a hell of a Sunday afternoon. This is super fun.
Yeah. It's good to see you, man. It's weird not getting together to rehearse and play music, but I'm glad that we got to get together to make maybe a music video. Who knows?
Right.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, we'll see what we come up with, I guess, right? And I think that there's a lot of stuff that we can play with and we can do. We got a good handful of takes in.
I think so. We were having a good time, and I think, you know, when you feel like you're having a good time, you've got to be doing something.
It's got to translate.
But right? we're all kind of wondering, or the two of us are kind of wondering, you know, what is going to pan out. So we did the video is for Egyptian Jukebox, which is the second track on Resurrect. And what was the website you sent me to? Because we were trying to find,
archive.org.
It was archive.org, right.
Archive.org is amazing. It has just a ginormous library of video footage and public use footage, art, and music.
Yeah, and you'll see, like, footage from major theatrical releases, like, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s even. But there's just, like, trailers of, like, really big Paramount films or whatever, but
right.
Like there's other, like, these weird films, like that sci-fi movie you snagged to make for a projection for a potential live show someday. Like that's like some random thing that you're never going to see anywhere else.
You'll almost never find a lot of this stuff, which is what's so great about archive.org.
Yeah, it's so awesome. So the song, right? Egyptian Jukebox, it was like the music came together and I didn't have any lyrics for it. We just put the music together. It was like, no, let's just record it, and then I'll come up with vocals, which is not usually how it goes. So I was trying to think of, okay, well, what story can I tell over this kind of ridiculous riffy rock song? And I was like, well, what do you, you know, what's something that you love? And as soon as I thought Egypt, I was just like, oh yeah, like, you know, the mummy and just like,
right,
just all that stuff that we love in Western culture that's just like so kind of like over the top and about magic and just like ancient Egypt, and like that's something that you kind of, that I was into as a kid. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I just kind of was like, oh, well, let's just tap into that kind of idea. And then whatever, wrote the lyrics for the song, right? So then it becomes a song that's like about Egypt on this record. Ancient Egypt, whatever. And yeah, so anyways, archive.org, you send me there, right?
Just to try to maybe find some old video clips that we can snag from.
Yeah.
And to try to like build and piece together a story, a visual story to go along with the music.
Yeah. And what happened was very unexpected, because I was spent a lot of time searching for stuff, and I found like probably five or six clips or pieces of films that I thought fit like the vibe of the song. Various like, you know, old spooky black and white movies, you know,
right,
just
right,
anything that would fit. Nothing was like, yes, this is the piece. And then, so let me grab this info here really quick. So the film, it's a French film that we found on archive.org, and it's called The Monster, Le Monstre in French, however you pronounce it.
Le Monstre.
Yeah, it's a 2-minute film.
I'm sorry, I rolled my R. That should be Le Monstre.
I don't even know how to do a French accent. No, I can't do it. But yeah, so it's on here in Wikipedia. It says a French short silent trick film directed by Jorge Millet. I don't know how you say Jorge since in French. I probably sound like an idiot, but so it's the same guy that you probably know from that movie, not Man on the Moon, but A Trip to the Moon, which is a 1902 film that he did.
It's very famous.
Silent film, right. Super famous. Like you, that crops up in so many things. Kind of like that movie Metropolis, that sci-fi movie. Or like Nosferatu. It's kind of like that sort of like level of culture in terms of like the super whatever. So that movie. So this was the 1903 movie he did. And it's literally the plot. An Egyptian prince hires a priest to resurrect his dead wife. The priest recovers the wife's skeleton from a tomb, blah, blah, blah. So it's all this like magic shit, completely tapped into the lyrics. And I'm watching this at 2 a.m., dying laughing.
Yeah.
You know, so if you guys see it or when we release it or if it's out, it's just like, you know, if you have, yeah, it's just, it was kind of outrageous.
Yeah, it was just a very short film, 2 minutes, and the song's 2.5 minutes, and just sort of the climax of the film and everything, the way everything lined up was like magic. It was perfect.
Yeah, it's like got a beat to it. It's like, I don't know, when we were kids, and not even when we started like smoking weed, but just like when we just would play music, like there was something about having a TV on. I remember like ESPN classic, like slow motion, you know, football plays. And then like we were crushing like Rage Against the Machine or like blasting some music.
Yeah, right.
But there was a visual.
Yep.
And there always was something like entertaining in that. There was something unique about how the music would fit with the image. And like, yeah, so then, you know, then you find out about Dark Side of Oz, right? Like Dark Side of the Moon is one of your favorite records.
Right.
And then, so when did you watch Dark Side of Oz? Like, do you remember?
I would say probably like 95.
Yeah.
What was like 15.
What was your situation? Like, were you doing bong rips and?
Yeah. Yeah. We were up in my friend Tony's attic. Me and Tony played in the band at the time. And our friend Pete was over. This random dude, Jed, who like came in and out of our neighborhood and lives in like this weird 2 year span, but he was also our 15 year old age.
Nice.
So it was just kind of strange. And yeah, we were all just super high and sat down and finally did it.
So,
you know, we had heard about it for a little while.
My question is, did you sync it up on your own or did you have it like already on a DVD or something?
Oh no, we synced it up on our own.
Oh man.
So, yeah, of course.
That's awesome.
No, are there pre-recorded?
So yeah, when I versions? So I'm a little bit younger, so we actually were like into it when DVDs first came out.
Wow.
You know, that's when I was like 15 or whatever.
Oh, we had VHS tape for the movie, and then we had a CD
awesome.
For Dark Side.
That's
not a vinyl,
awesome.
You know, but still a CD.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Wow.
But yeah, so but it's obviously it's like you remember it, right?
Oh,
it was like one of those things about music, like one of those pillars of like the mystery of what was possible in like, you know, you Pink Floyd, one of my favorite fucking bands when I was in high school.
Oh my goodness.
My God. You know,
still when I hear it today, just all the placements of the drums and just Gilmore's guitar tone, he can hit one note and it's the most
beautiful.
He's the
man.
Thing.
Yeah.
Love that band.
Yeah. But yeah, Dark Side of Oz, it was like, yeah, so we had the DVD that somebody, it was like already synced.
Wow, no
with the
kidding.
Music, yeah. But it was like, you know, it was like a DVR, like some, we,
yeah, like a
bootleg. We burned it from something, you know? And
cool.
Yeah, we just did bong rips on the porch and put on the DVD and it was like, this was exactly what I wanted it to be and more. And I, in those moments of when, how it syncs up is such a fun experience.
It's such an experience.
Yeah, man. And so when I discovered that this movie, the Monster, on the archive website, it was almost like, I don't know, it was just, I had that experience and I didn't expect to have that experience. It was literally, oh, cool. This is a 2 minute film. We have a 2 minute and 30 second song. I'm going to put this in iMovie. Oh, I'm going to clip the 2 second title off. And now I'm just going to watch it with the music and see like, you know, what could we do? What could we edit? What could we put in here? And make a maybe a lyric video. You know, I had no clue what it would be.
Yeah.
And I just hit play. And I just watched it happen, and I was like, you know, obviously because I know the lyrics really well, he's like, you know, bringing out the box, and it's like, you know, Egyptian jukebox, and it's like, and just the way the rhythm kind of came together, he's the way he, the guy like kind of bows with like, in the attitude of like the, and it, I don't know, I was just like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, like, sorry about that. Yeah, like even like the whole pace of the video, the whole pace of that short movie is like syncs up with the
right.
with the pace of the song right. and the tempo of the song.
And you're like, oh my God, it's like some magic. And it's like
amazing.
But it's not really magic because it's a it makes sense because it's a 2 minute film. I mean, we were talking about this earlier, but
right.
But it's a 2 minute film. It's a 2 minute and 30 second song. It makes sense that the climax is going to be roughly in the same place. The song runs on a little bit long, and I just reuse like this little clip to just keep it what it is. But other than that, it's untouched, you know? But yeah, it makes sense that the both pieces would sort of reach a peak, and they just kind of naturally flow like, you know what I mean? So it's just one of those things that is just, I don't know if people are actually going to appreciate that at all. But for me, it was just like, just wild. It was wild.
When you sent me that first take of it, I mean, I wake up early for my day job and hit like play on my email as I had a couple minutes to go before I started driving. And I was like, are you kidding me? And then when like, I don't want to give anything away, but because it's really magic when you see it. But when like everything started happening and I was just like, oh my goodness, this is so great. Is there anything that's really needed? I don't know. You know, it was really so great the way that right. it lined up. But again, I noticed that there was the little one clip that was reused, and then so like in that early morning haze, my brain started to
not even haze, man. I feel like you're sharp in the morning.
Sometimes I am.
Yeah.
It's like my creative time.
I think I've been going more that route too, just because I've been like sectioning off time to like practice.
That's cool.
So I've noticed like, man, I really like the mornings a lot. And I think, so I just wanted to be like, dude, cause you're right. Cause this kind of brings us full circle, right?
Right.
Where we're at, because we just filmed to cut in footage and like make, you know,
just to fill it out.
To make this bigger, a bigger statement, I guess.
Yeah,
you know, to connect it more to the band.
Right.
And not to, like, cover up or anything, because that's the big thing. So, do we release two versions? Or which version do you want? Which version would you want? I don't know.
Exactly, exactly. You know? So, there's definitely, like, that original full-length, uncut version of the movie that is... I mean, like we were talking about, it really is like the Dark Side of Oz thing.
Right.
Where it lined up so great.
Right.
And then there's the idea, I was sort of driving in silence, and just my brain was kind of hitting like it would be cool to have some clips of Mike and, you know, like doing some lyrical things and some get performance of like really feeling the music and singing along with it and... maybe cut that in there just to fill that 30-second gap that was missing from the, you know, from the original film. And so you have the whole original film with cuts of
right.
lyrical speaking and performing. And we'll see how it
comes
together.
In the psychedelic sort of effect to match.
Right.
Right. Which you already did a sick demo of, so it's going to be cool to see. You know.
I think we're gonna have
what we
some
got
fun
today. We did some shoots, like, yeah. No, I don't want to give it away.
Right. I'm trying not to give too much away.
It's not gonna be a fucking straight up video with us doing shit now. It's gonna be a marriage of something. It's gonna be a balance of those two things. It's gonna be exciting.
We're excited.
But yeah, man. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to have to let us know what you think. The record's out. You have listened to Egyptian Jukebox by now. So You have some imagery kind of going on in your mind, we hope.
And if you haven't listened to it, you can listen to it on Spotify. You can listen to it on YouTube Music, any streaming service that you want to use to listen to it. We're now there. We are now there. Or you can just go to fireinthefieldmusic.com and you can find our music there. We also have Resurrect on vinyl. My name's Mike. This is Mike in the Field, and this is guest Jared Graham.
What's up, guys?
And
gals.
We were just talking about Egyptian Jukebox. Guys and gals, we love you. Yeah, signing off.
Anything else, Mike?
No, I feel fantastic.
Yeah, I do too. This is a fun afternoon. Thanks.
Peace. In the deep dark, ancient land, Anubis died. Pharaoh's death, Pharaoh's death. Howard must pry the brick, but hair stand up, a curse is set. King Tut was a bad mother, Egyptian jukebox. Snap for me, snap for you, well it's got your head. In a black tomb, oil lamps shine. Glyphic light, truth of doom, truth of doom. The crew shakes, high priests of Ka. Sledge and beam, their song written. King Tut was a bad mother, Egyptian jukebox. Snake for me, snake for you, well it's got your head.
Dig for clams in the weather.
It's a rainy night in Georgia. What's a purple rain? Rainy day woman.
Rainy day woman.
What other rain songs are there? Rain song, Zeppelin. Purple rain. Yeah. Dar said that. November rain.
Box of rain.
Box of rain. Raindrops keep falling on my head. Oh, man. Did you ever see that movie, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
I don't think so.
Great fucking movie. Paul Newman and Robert Redford. Great movie. And then there's this scene where that fucking song, raindrops falling on my head, falling on my head. And they're like riding a fucking bike and they're like being idiots. And you're what? Just like, ugh. It's like this stupid montage. But it's a great movie. They go down a hail of gunfire.